The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has announced this year's Oscar nominations. As usual, not everyone is happy about the choices. The nominees were announced Thursday morning in Hollywood, California. The debate in the entertainment world centers on how few people of color received nominations for the Oscars. The online entertainment magazine Variety.com noted the surprise absence of British actor David Oyelowo. He plays Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in the civil rights picture Selma. Critics have widely praised his performance, and he already was nominated for several awards, including a Golden Globe. Selma received a total of 2 nominations for Best Picture and Best Original Song. But many people expected director Ava DuVernay to make history as the first Black female nominated for Best Director. That did not happen. The Oscar nominees for Best Director are all men. One of them is Alejandro González Iñárritu, who headed the movie Birdman. It received 9 Oscar nominations in all. The Grand Budapest Hotel tied Birdman with 9 Academy Award nominations. It is a funny film about a hotel employee who is suspected of murder and how he tries to prove his innocence. The film did not receive any acting nominations, but the Academy did honor Wes Anderson as a nominee for Best Director. Selma was one of the 4 Best Picture nominees about real people. The Theory of Everything is about famed British physicist Stephen Hawking. It is based on a book by his wife, Jane Wilde Hawking, that tells about their life together and his scientific career. The Imitation Game is about another British genius. Alan Turing was a mathematician in the 1940s who built a machine to break German code during World War II. A hero, Britain later jailed him because he was homosexual. The other 2 movies nominated for Best Picture are Boyhood and Whiplash. Whiplash tells about a teenage jazz musician pushed to the edge by his music teacher. And Boyhood is the story of a family from a boy's point of view. Director Richard Linklater shot the movie with the same actors over an 11-year period. Michael Keaton stars in the movie Birdman, about an aging actor who is trying to renew his career by producing a Broadway play. The Academy nominated Keaton for an Oscar for Best Lead Actor. Last Sunday, he won the Golden Globe for his performance in the film. Bradley Cooper also received an Oscar nomination for his lead performance in American Sniper. The film is based on a book by an American Marine named Chris Kyle. He is considered the deadliest sniper in the history of the American military. Benedict Cumberbatch received a nomination for his performance as Alan Turing in The Imitation Game, and Eddie Redmayne for his role as Stephen Hawking in The Theory of Everything. Like Keaton, Redmayne also won a Golden Globe for his performance. The Academy also nominated Felicity Jones in The Theory of Everything as Best Lead Actress for her portrayal of Jane Wilde Hawking. Along with Felicity Jones, five actresses were nominated for their leading performances. Julianne Moore was honored for her work in Still Alice. The film tells the heartbreaking story of a middle-aged university professor who discovers she has Alzheimer's disease. Moore won a Golden Globe for her acting in the movie. She is widely favored to win the Academy Award. Many critics see Reese Witherspoon as Moore's only competition. Witherspoon is nominated for Wilde, a movie based on the true story of Cheryl Strayed. When Cheryl Strayed was 22, she began a 1,700-kilometer walk up the U.S. Pacific Coast Trail. As she worked her way through California, Oregon, and Washington, she also worked through her grief over her mother's death and her struggle with drug abuse. The Academy also named French actress Marion Cotillard as a nominee for her performance in 2 Days, One Night. And American actress Rosamund Pike received a nomination for her work in the suspense film Gone Girl. Notably absent from the Best Actress list was Jennifer Aniston. The former Friends actress portrays a woman who suffers from chronic pain in the movie Cake. The performance was a hit with many critics. We can see how it all works out on February 22nd. When the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences holds its 87th Oscar Awards. The ceremony will be televised live from Hollywood, California. I'm Katie Weaver.